this is Todd Harding with our podcast, Fort Collins Heating on Air, for Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. And my very special guest is Jesse Frank, our quality assurance specialist for Fort Collins Heating and Air. And first of all, let's just find out, Jesse, what exactly you do. What is a quality assurance specialist?
Thanks, Todd. Glad to be here. A quality assurance specialist for Fort Collins Heating and Air is someone that goes out to the job site after the installation process has been completed to work with the equipment and the customer to ensure that they're both happy, make sure the equipment's operating correctly and the customer knows how to operate it and it's all working well together.
Now, this is something that's kind of unique to our company, right?
I believe so. I'm not certain. I don't know the details of every company out there, but most do not offer this service.
Well, bottom line is, in order to do your job, you have to be very well versed on all aspects of heating and cooling, right?
Correct.
And so I thought we'd touch on something that's really become popular the last few years, and especially here in Colorado, where people are very energy conscious. And we're talking about heat pumps. So first of all, what is a heat pump?
All right, a heat pump is essentially, at the base level, it is an air conditioner with a couple extra gadgets inside of it that allow it to heat and cool. I can go even further than that if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so it, essentially, if we reverse the flow of refrigerant in an air conditioner, we can then change the direction of the heat transfer within the refrigerant. So we're essentially, with an air conditioner, we are extracting heat from the home and then pushing it outside. And with a heat pump, we are extracting heat from outside and pushing it into the home.
So a heat pump is basically the opposite of an air conditioner, is that what you're saying?
Not opposite, nope. It does both. So it heats and cools using the same principles as an air conditioner, but with a few added components that allow it to change mode.
So I know a lot of people, my cousin included, just bought a heat pump. And his reasoning was he wanted to make a smaller carbon footprint. Do you believe that is the case?
Yes, I believe that. And experts largely agree in the field surrounding, you know, energy technology, that heat pumps will be a big factor in reducing the carbon usage and consumption of home heating methods. There are several ways, you know, electric heat is one way, straight electric heat with like baseboards, or sometimes there's electric heat that are connected to fan coils. This being different from heat pumps, just electric heat almost like a light bulb would do, where the actual electricity flowing through an element generates heat. And then you have heat pumps, which are another way, and then gas heat, which is probably the most commonly used method in Colorado.
Now, I know a lot of times that a mini split can be a heat pump, but a heat pump is not always a mini split. Is that correct?
That's correct. Heat pumps come in many different shapes and sizes. Some of them can be adapted to an existing centrally ducted system. And others, which we mostly would refer to as mini splits, are systems which typically have one or more indoor units and one outdoor unit connected to each other. So this allows the home to be heated and cooled with separate individual indoor units mounted in different locations. That would be most commonly referred to as a mini split system.
Now I'm going to give you a chance to maybe dispel a myth, or is this a myth, that heat pumps cannot be used in extreme temperatures, like extreme cold, would not be a good idea to have a heat pump. Is that true?
That is false. It largely has to do with capacity and how we can distribute the heat in the home using different methods. One thing that I would like to note on that is that that statement was more true in the past. Technology is, as you know, is ever-changing, and they're constantly improving upon designs, and the modern heat pumps have come a long way from their ancestors, if you will. And the more modern technology allows us not only to be more efficient with the transfer of heat, but also heat at lower temperatures, lower outdoor temperatures, I should say.
Well, what about cost? Are we saving money if we use a heat pump?
That is a very good question. So as it relates to energy consumption and energy input versus output of energy, it's the most efficient way to heat a home as in terms of energy consumption. However, not all forms of energy are sold to the end customer at the same price. With gas being very cheap, it oftentimes ends up being more of an inexpensive option for customers to use gas heat, particularly at low temperatures, and it also varies on the capacity and efficiency of the heat pump that you're using. So there's a lot of variables there, but one thing I always like to point out to customers is when using the cost metric when referring to efficiency or, you know, pocketbook efficiency, what's most efficient for your pocketbook, it's not always the same as what's most efficient from an energy consumption standpoint, because the energy providers sell you gas and electricity at different rates per unit of energy, if that makes sense.
Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier that there were different forms of heat pumps. What are our options? I mean, there was the mini split option, which maybe you could explain that real quick, and then but there's other options as well, right?
Yes. So a heat pump can be easily added on to an existing centrally ducted system if you already have air conditioning. It's fairly simple generally, but most of the time with our climate, that heat pump will not be able to heat your entire home because of the restrictions of the ductwork size and things like that. Another option that you can go with, other than adding it to your existing centrally ducted system, which is most common, but obviously not everyone has that, another option would be the mini split option. And that is an option that allows us the freedom to go away from utilizing the duct system in your home. We can mount individual units on walls and ceilings, or closer to the floor on the wall, or higher on the wall. And essentially what we do is each one of those individual indoor units is connected directly to an outdoor unit via the refrigerant piping, which is one of the largest considerations when designing a mini split heat pump system, is we have to route those pipes to the outdoor units. So those, obviously there needs to be a connection between the indoor and outdoor. It's just with copper piping instead of, you know, ductwork and things like that. So
I know this is kind of a loaded question, but what's a heat pump going to set you back?
That's not easily answerable.
It really depends, right?
It really depends, because as we just kind of briefly touched on, you can have 1 to 8 indoor units. I've seen as much as 6 or 7 on one house as it relates to mini split. Or you can go the route of attaching it to your existing on top of your furnace. So it varies. I would say ranging from a single mini split from maybe $5,000 range all the way up to, I've seen customers spend $25,000 on a system with, you know, several indoor units and things like that.
So it really depends. And that's the thing is, that, I mean, you were telling me this before we started, that if we were going to get into the real nuts and bolts of heat pumps, we could probably do 7 or 8 episodes of this, right?
Certainly, yes. And it may bore some people, and you know, but there might also be some good information in there. But yes, I think ultimately, if it's something you're interested in, and particularly if you're interested in you know, reducing your carbon footprint, this is the best way to do it. You know, we have comfort consultants here that can help extrapolate and have that discussion with you, right? That's what a free estimate's all about.
Absolutely, and that's one thing that we do offer here at Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning is a free estimate on what it would cost to put in a heating or cooling system. And we call it a home comfort system. And all you got to do is give us a call. And right now you can call 970-GET-COOL. That's the number we're using during the summer, 970-GET-COOL. We use 970-GET-HEAT in the winter. And you can call us really easily. You can go to our website, fortcollinsheating.com. You can also find out more about heat pumps on our website at fortcollinsheating.com. But Jesse, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
I certainly appreciate it. And Jesse Frank is our quality assurance specialist here at Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. And you've been listening to our podcast, Fort Collins Heating on Air.